Yankalilla's Citizen of the Year is John Freeman. The much-loved community man has been a big part of the Normanville Surf Life Saving Club. Follows his role as Operations Commander in the MFS for 28 years. He joins me now. Hi, John, and congratulations.
Good morning, Jenny, and thank you very much.
So the recognition was for your fabulous work with the Normanville Surf Life Saving Club. What was it like to receive that recognition?
For those people that know me, I'm quite an outgoing and jovial sort of chap, but for once in my life, I was a bit gobsmacked. So I felt very humble and very, very proud.
Oh, fabulous. Tell us a little bit about the role that you've had with the Surf Life Saving Club and what you've been able to achieve over the years.
Yes, well, I first joined in 2008. My granddaughter was doing nippers, and I used to take her down doing nippers, and I've always been fond of the sea, and next minute I'm involved, and I thought, what a wonderful arena for young kids to teach water safety, not only in the sea, but in inland waters. And then it just blossomed from there. Next minute I was doing my bronze and helping out with the nippers, doing the nippers, going to carnivals, became the chief training officer down there, and throughout those years, since 2008, trained many, many young kids for their surf rescue certificate and adults as well, and bronze medallion, which is very achieving for them, but also very satisfying for me.
And it must be fantastic to see that development, to see kids come in, maybe be a bit nervous and unsure, and then just watch them grow.
Oh, it is. They come into the course and full of sort of nerves and a bit of cautious in trepidation. And then after the course, they're successful in their particular medallions, the surf rescue certificate or the bronze. And to see these proud young people and adults, and I mean adults of all ages, I've even trained over 60-year-olds, and they've never done anything like it in their life, and they've just gone on to serve the community. And it's just, it does me very proud, and I guess any other trainer would feel the same way.
It must involve a lot of concentration and trying to bring yourself into being quite calm when you're faced with a difficult rescue or a life-altering moment.
Yes, it can, but like most things, and as I try and tell the kids and the adults, is that the first decision you make is the right one. Once you get into a emergency situation, you are quite within your right to change. And on attending in an emergency, it is incredible about the recall your mind and brain has once you get into the emergency. And many a time in a debrief, the people that performed the rescue said, I thought I'd forgotten all that, and how it just have the recall. And that happens in a lot of emergency situations. The recall can just come back and you just go on and you do your job.
Yeah, John Freeman's with me. He's Yankalilla Citizen of the Year. I understand you're an MFS Operations Commander for 28 years, so I imagine there were a lot of similar skills that transitioned across into your surf lifesaving role that you learned in that role.
That's correct, yes. I had nearly 28 years of fantastic service in the fire service. And yes, the training, I've always done training. I've done recruit training, command training, so I suppose you could call it, could say it's in my blood. And I love to see people, well, teach people and also get them to succeed in whatever they do.
And looking back on your life and career, any highlights that you'd like to mention?
Well, I've had some great highlights. I was in the Army for 6 years, and my highlights, I was proud to serve the country in Vietnam as well. I was a professional diver, and then I joined the fire service, which, as I said before, I just had a fantastic time and many friends and mates and all that sort of thing. I was able to put my two bobs worth in. I was lucky enough to be promoted and was the head of operations for quite a number of years. And then crossing over into retiring, and then think, what am I going to do with my life? And the life-saving part of it come along, and it just seemed to marry in with what I've done all my life.
Brilliant. Sounds good. It sounds like you know, spending time with people is an important thing to you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I always tell everyone, don't let them take your sense of humour away. Ever.
Yes. Yeah, it's important, especially when you're working, you know, when there's potentially hazardous and quite scary situations. I suppose having that sense of humour and having those mates goes a long way.
Oh, yes. And that was very big back in the old days of the fire service was relied on. We'd have some horrific incidents and all that, and then you go back to the station and there'd be black humour and all that, and that's how we survived. Well, things have changed nowadays. They have all these people that you can ring and help and assist, and you become very aware of each other, and if there's anything wrong, well, you can talk to them or get them to seek help. It's come a long way. Where, as I said, used to be go back in the mess room and black humour and that's just got us by. So it's changed dramatically since then.
So it sounds like you've retired, but you're busier than ever and working with the Normanville Surf Life Saving Club. Any plans for the future?
No, I just keep soldiering on with the surf club. I'm very proud until I can't do it anymore. And after that, too, I'll probably be involved because I love it. I love the people down there. It's a great little club, great nippers, and you just see the young kids coming up through the ranks, and they're so keen, and you just that's what keeps you going.
Oh, well, fabulous to have you on the program today. Thanks so much for your time today, John, and congrats again.
Thank you very much, Jenny.